What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When Ronald Reagan was elected president in November 1980, he hoped to defy an unusually grim circumstance of that office. In the 7 previous even-numbered decades, every U.S. president had died in office, 4 times from assassins' bullets. A few months later, on March 30, 1981, as President Reagan strolled outside the Washington Hilton Hotel, he nearly met the same fate.
Here is a news bulletin from the RKO Radio Network. This just in, shots have reportedly been fired as President Reagan left the Washington Hilton Hotel this afternoon. White House officials say the president was not hit, but there are reports that 3 people were wounded by gunfire.
Well, we know the rest of the story is a little different than that RKO radio report. Now, you, Peter Mayer is here. Now, you were never with RKO Radio News, I assume. No, Peter is maybe not there. I hope to hear him. I know he's on the phone somewhere. We're searching for him right now. Hello? And I, you know, RKO Radio News, I don't even remember it, really. Maybe it was more there used to be WRKO Radio and East Coast stuff. Radio, RKO, if a lot of people don't know, the movie studios and so on, it stood, the name, the letter stood for Radio Keith Orpheum. And Peter Mayer is going to tell us a little bit about all kinds of things that are going on today. Peter, welcome back to KMOX. No, we're not welcoming him back. We are welcoming him back. Peter, are you there?
I hope so. Hi, Johnny.
I hope so, too. Well, look at you. My gosh, here, there you are, surrounded with all your, well, you've given away some of your archives, haven't you? We've got institutions that are clamoring for all this.
Well, I don't know if they're clamoring, but some of my things have gone to some presidential libraries and some military libraries, and I've, you know, making my wife very happy. And I know Mrs. Rabbit from our conversations would like to see some of the same things going on there at the rabbit hutch.
Oh, would she ever? I think we talk about just about every day. What are you going to do with all this stuff?
Every time the mares and the rabbits get together, we talk about this.
We sure do. When are you coming back to St. Louis for a visit?
I'm not sure yet. Nothing on the immediate calendar, but I miss you and Gwen and of course, my own family there.
Oh, of course. And you're from Granite City, correct?
Yes, indeed. And you were talking about the day that Ronald Reagan was shot.
Yes.
And, you know, I think about it quite often. Sometimes when I'm walking around in D.C., I pass by the Ronald Reagan Institute for Emergency Medicine at George Washington University Hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
That, of course, is where he was taken.
Hmm.
It wasn't named that at the time, but he certainly put that ER on the map. And as those initial reports that you played indicated, Johnny, they did not think that Ronald Reagan had been hit. And it was an alert Secret Service agent, Jerry Parr, who noticed bright red blood droplets coming from President Reagan's, the corner of his mouth.
Ooh.
And he knew from his training that that was very, very serious. And he ordered, they were taking the limousine to the White House. And he said, turn it around and take it to GW, George Washington University Hospital. And that's where Ronald Reagan's life was saved. And, of course, it was an awful day, besides the president being hit. A Secret Service agent and a D.C. police officer were wounded and survived their wounds. But the most grievous injury went to a wonderful man from Centralia, Illinois, Jim Brady, the president's press secretary, who I had known when I worked in local radio in Illinois. He represented the Illinois Medical Association as sort of a spokesman. And Jim was just universally, really, I can say, adored by reporters who knew him. He was just a jovial guy, but he suffered just a terrible, terrible brain wound. And he and his wife, the late Sarah Brady, both devoted the rest of their lives to working for gun control.
Isn't that, it is really a remarkable story when you go back and think about that. And that's, I mean, that is a really long time ago that that happened, over 40 years now.
Yes, yes, indeed. It, you know, but for those of us who were there, I'm not going to say it seems like yesterday,
right,
but the memories of that day are certainly embedded. I was working for the Mutual Radio Network at the time, and the next day I was sent to the hospital where I was fortunate to interview two of the doctors who had treated President Reagan and talked about the seriousness of his wounds, and he was in the hospital for some time. And another remarkable memory that comes back is that on the 25th anniversary of that awful day, I went down to Texas, and I interviewed George H.W. Bush, who, of course, was the vice president at the time. And I wanted to get his memories for a CBS News special that we were doing on the 25th anniversary of the Reagan assassination attempt. And met with President Bush, then former President Bush, in his office in Houston. And he said, remarkably, he said to me, "Johnny, would you mind if I took out my diary and read my notes from that day?"
Oh, my goodness.
He said, I don't want to rely on my memory.
That's amazing.
And he told me that he had written, I believe, on a napkin on Air Force Two, because he was flying at the time, you know, "Dear friend," you know, "Ronald Reagan, dear friend, he must survive." And, you know, they wanted President Bush, then Vice President Bush, flew back to Washington from wherever he was that day. My memory fails me on where he was, flew back to Washington, and they wanted him to chopper from Andrews Air Force Base to the South Lawn of the White House, and he refused. He said, only the president lands on the South Lawn, not the vice president, and just, you know, get me back into the city from Andrews, which is, you know, a number of miles away, a few miles away from downtown D.C. Just get me back to the city, and we'll reassure the country that, the line of succession is in order.
When you were talking about the Mutual Broadcasting System last night, I was listening to The Saint with Vincent Price, which was a series on Mutual. Dan, I was thinking about a guy that I used to listen to doing the news, Del Sharbat. Do you remember
him?
Oh,
yes. I never met Del. He had left Mutual not too long before I got there. And do you know what he's best known for?
No.
Del Sharbat came up with the phrase, or I don't know whether he came up with it, but he was the one who uttered the phrase on the Campbell Soup commercials, "Mm-mm, good."
That's terrific. Yeah, what a legacy that is.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.